Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 45, Preparing for Summer, Your Business. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help you maximize your sales, your impact, and your reach so your business can elevate to the next level. You can get more information about us at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, with Rashonda Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique, I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I am Rashonda Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I help people find out what their inner awesomeness is, their purpose, their talent, and how to bring that to the world in a way that they feel is successful. You can learn more about me at RashondaPrice.com.
Cool. So we're already talking about preparing for summer. It's crazy. So we're looking at, it's crazy. And we're looking at how to prepare. This is a series where we're going to talk about several ways to prepare, but today we're going to focus on your business. How can you prepare your business for summer? Because, you know, life changes during these 3 months. Kids are home or they're at camp and their schedules are different and your schedule is different. And you have to adjust it. So how does that look for you, you know, as far as whether your kids are going to be at home, some of your kids may be away visiting relatives, but how do you stay on track during all of this going on, during this transition for these next 3 months? And so what do you do? I know you already have your kids situated, which is great. Give us a hint, like, what do you do, Rashonda?
Yeah, I have to plan it. You know, I wouldn't classify myself as like a planner, but when it comes to their summer and schedules, I have to plan it and make sure that I register early because I've had bad experiences and not getting them into camp. So I usually start right after the beginning of the year, so in January, and I map out the 9 weeks of summer. And I go ahead and decide how many weeks are they going to go away to sleepaway camp, because they're both old enough to do that. And then I figure out if they're going to go into a specialty camp of some sort. Like, my son is into origami and Legos, and my daughter is into everything arts and crafts. So how do I make that work for them? And so that's how I get started. And I actually have an Excel spreadsheet, because I'm that person. When I have to be organized, I will put it on an Excel spreadsheet.
That is
awesome. That's it. Yeah.
That's cool, because I do that for finances, but I think that's also great to do that. I love the spreadsheet, because I can see it all and you can make your decisions from there. So that is awesome. I too have had those bad experiences, because I typically am one of those parents that's like, uh-oh, it's April, where are these kids going to go? And so I put it in my phone, all the starting dates for the camps, because I was telling another parent, I said, this is like March, you know, in March, like March Madness. You know, it's March Madness for basketball, but it's also for parents trying to get their kids in camp. You know,
you gotta have a game plan. But actually, so I'll give a couple tips, because actually for the sleepaway camps that my children go to, open enrollment starts in October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you're looking at getting into the camp now, you're on the wait list.
Wow.
So I registered them in October for the camps. Like Zion, he's older, he can go for up to 3 weeks. So I registered him for all 3 weeks, and then I canceled a week. And so somebody else was probably on the wait list who got a phone call for that week that he canceled. But I've found that it's easier to, if especially with some of the sleepaway camps, specialty camps, whenever those camps happen, is what you want to do is go ahead, enroll, and if for some reason you need to cancel, there's usually a window of time where you can cancel with no penalty, or if there's a registration fee, they just apply it to whatever you're keeping, so you don't lose your money. You can just redistribute it, which works for me.
That's good. That's really good, because it really is something that you have to, honestly, like you said, have a plan about that. Because what last summer my kids were home, so I know they did basketball camp. And they did a camp, GlaxoSmithKline has a great camp where you do STEM activities, and it's for a week. And so it's at the library. So I brought my computer. The kids each had a book. They had a reading list for the summer. You read, and then when the oldest went to his in the morning, the twins were with me, and when the twins were ready for that, for theirs, the oldest stayed with me, and I was able to get my work done right there at the library, which is something I do anyway. And when we got home, we were able to do some fun things in the evening because I'd already finished my work for the day. So it really is about like, okay, what's my schedule going to look like? You know, what's changed this year from last year? Because now I'm more active in my networking group. So the kids being home this summer is not something that's going to work for us. My husband is working his insurance business. I'm working my business. So we definitely need the kids to have a camp or somewhere to go where they can be there all day. Mm-hmm. Now we already have one, it's going to be an academic camp. And we have another two are the ones that are going to go to a local camp in Durham. And we're in the process of that right now, but we know, okay, what's different. You know, you have to kind of look at that. What's different last year from this year? Can we stay home? No. So.
Right. Not an option.
Exactly. So we now know that they are going to have to go to an all-day camp so that we can continue to work our businesses and plan fun stuff around that, you know, evenings, weekends, and maximize the best of that so that they're able to still have time with us, but also have time to build some friendships. You know, I'm blessed that my kids can make friends pretty quickly and they are very social. So it's no big deal about them going somewhere and being the only one because they are pretty good about going and finding friends. So that's a blessing. And so we now know that, but we also, you know, coordinate my business with my husband. That's something that we, I don't think we talk about that as far as spouses even.
Oh, yeah.
When your spouse is either working a day job or in a business himself, I mean, every week is a dance, okay? You're taking him to school that day, you're picking him up that day. I have a networking meeting this day. I need, you know, we have to coordinate that all the time. I already gave him my dates for the summer so that he knows to leave, you know, home or at a certain time or be able to take the kids on these 2 days. And so that's coordination even there, your spouse and for your children. So it all has to work out in a way, and it just takes that planning, you know, to make it all work.
Oh yeah. Like it's I mean, for when I think about my business in the summertime and because of how I know I work, I like to work early, do all the things when I have to create, I have to write, coach, all of that I want to do earlier in the day because I'm fresh. And then anything that's like administrative, following up, phone calls, emails, that kind of thing, I like to do in the afternoon. I can flip it, but I found that I'm more efficient if I do it that way in terms of creating in the morning and then responding in the afternoons. So what I try to do, especially in the summertime, and now that the kids are older, is there are certain days like that I end all of my work early. So by 2 in the afternoon, 2:30, I'm going to get them. We're going to do something fun, or we're going to go to the pool. We're going to hang out. And that's how I make sure I get the business done. Also, because in my head, I'm like, I want to go play. So I'm going to work hard so that I can play hard.
Absolutely. And it feels better. You know, it's nothing like the feeling of I got this done today. And now I can balance being a businesswoman and a mommy really well. And that just means being organized, you know, sit down and saying, okay, these 3-4 hours, I got to get focused on getting these things done. You know, my social media, you know, we talked about that before, having that planned out by the month or even by the week even. So that that's one less thing to worry about. Your social media is being handled. Your engagement's being handled. Now let's focus on the day-to-day of serving my clients and working in and all my business and how that looks every day.
Yeah. And the other thing is I've been pretty honest to set boundaries throughout the year with clients and with even colleagues that I'm working with, if we're collaborating or working on a project. And it's been a process to get there, but now that I have these boundaries in place, I'm actually excited to see what this summer will bring. As last year, I set those boundaries of like 2:30 and I would honor them, but I would also still take a call here or there. And so this, but I've gotten really good about in this year saying like, no, like I'm not even going to take calls. So I'm more interested in seeing how this summer goes, not only with blocking out the time, but then also really keeping it sacred.
Yes, and that is so important about just keeping that sacred, because we talk about this all the time before about how we can find ourselves on calls and consults that are trying to stretch out their time and things like that. In the summer, you really got to be even more intentional about, you know, making sure that you honor that, and so you can get more done, because our kids are on different schedules. And so that's a really good point.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, and the last thing I guess I'll just share as an example for people to think about is, how do you front load your week? So one of the other things that I did last summer is that I would front load and do a lot of work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then start to wean my week Thursday, Friday.
That's
because, go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with that. Like, I think that's a great idea.
I mean, and I've just found, and it might be different for different families, but like, whatever your day is, there's some people that work in ministry. I've had clients that work in ministry. So like, Sunday is like a Monday for them. It's like a big day. Mm-hmm. But then Monday, Tuesday is a lighter day. So you kind of have to figure out when your big work days are. But kind of in the summertime, I've found it helpful to like smush my week and work, like still keep those hours in that time, but try to get a whole lot done and even anticipate what I can do for next week. And that way by Friday, if like, if, cause there were some Fridays in the summertime where my husband was off and the kids were at camp, so we would spend the morning together and then go get them. Yeah. So just trying to use whatever time we can wisely.
Yes. And that is so good when you have those moments where you can kind of get away. Have a little morning date and do
A little staycation.
Exactly. It is so important to do that and not forget ourselves. And so also in preparing for your business is making sure you put some time in for yourself to, you know, have a little self-care too. You know, don't forget that. Don't just focus so much on your children and your husband and schedule, but okay, what can I do? Like, I like to do, like, Friday is my day where it's like my makeup day, where I'll handle any loose ends, but I also kind of relax a little bit too. I give myself a break and kind of just say, okay, worked hard all week, let's do something. It may be a movie. I may take myself to a movie or something like that, or I may just take myself to lunch or go do something nice, you know what I mean? Just to kind of celebrate the work that was done during the week. Mm-hmm. And so don't forget to make those times for yourself as well.
That is so good. Yes, because your business is only going to get as big as you are on the inside. So if all you're doing is pouring out and like working in your business and never working on your business, which a part of that is you, then yeah, you can totally get burnt out or feel like I've done all this great work, but I'm so exhausted, I barely even get to enjoy it or celebrate it.
Right. I mean, and realize this, I know it sounds like, you know, you have clients demanding and things pulling at you, you have to feed yourself first. I mean, I can't emphasize it enough. And I know I can just speak personally from thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to get behind all these things. And when I found that, when I did take the time to give myself that break, things always worked out and fell in place. An idea would drop in my head. God would give me an idea of how to do something. And I'm like, wow. If I sat here all frenzied and trying to get stuff done, that would never come to me. But a lot of times things will come to you, and solutions will find you when you get still and give yourself that time to be still.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a good feeling too, of just being able to know sometimes the best work you can do is no work at all you can get the clarity, so you can get the next aha moment, the next creative moment, or it's in that quiet place where you're like, oh, okay, well, what I need to do next is go ahead and create this or reach out to this person. So it's always a good time. And I feel like summer is a great time to do that too, because I found that sometimes even clients, they kind of want a little break, or they want to be able to push for a certain amount of time and then ease off. Summer is a good time to do that.
It is. It's because it's really a time where everyone kind of gets a break from the rigors of the day-to-day schedule of school and all that comes with that, school and work. And it is a time to have fun. I mean, I love it personally, because you do get that time, extra time with your children, with your family. It's a time for visiting and fellowship. So put the business of being a beauty, being a business owner is about that you can take your business and make it more flexible so that you are allowed to do those things and still be productive at the same time. And so that's just a perk of that. And so just enjoy that and receive it.
Yep. And go for it. And don't feel bad about it. I guess that's the other thing, as you are preparing for summer and working in your business, don't feel guilty about taking time for you or just taking time out and communicating that to your clients, to your colleagues, to your partners, whoever you need to, because it is a part of being a great business owner, is having that balance.
Absolutely. I can't say that enough. Definitely need balance. And so we definitely hope that we help you get ready for summer and make some, you know, final plans on what to get done and what to seal up and how to get your schedules adjusted for when the little ones are home, or even if they're not, I mean, whatever. Just me making sure that you're ready to go and your business doesn't miss any beats during the summertime. Again, I'm Sharique Richardson, and thank you for joining us today. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works, Facebook at my business page, Digital Innovation Media Group, and LinkedIn under Sharique L. Richardson. Where can we find you, Rashana?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. So thank you all for listening to us, and we will chat with you next time.